The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Monday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Monday, September 20th.
Ball's out. Oh, look, ball is out. He lost it. The Ravens all around it. Who has it? Baltimore.
So that was not exactly the way we thought we'd kick off your Monday morning when we were talking about this Chiefs-Ravens Sunday night football game last week. But that was the late-game fumble by Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The Chiefs lost 36-35 to the Ravens on Sunday night, marking the first ever Patrick Mahomes loss in the month of September. It's also the first time in year number 5 that he's thrown an interception in the month of September. In a game where things happened for the Chiefs early, they allowed one too many mistakes late to catch up with them. Andy Reid said as much after the game when he discussed that fumble by Clyde.
Listen, turnovers, they kill you in this league, and we had two of them down the stretch, crucial time. So we've got to do better. We learned from that. Got to tackle better on the defensive side, and we'll work on that and get better at that. So guys played hard. The other group took advantage of the turnovers.
It wasn't all on the two turnovers by the offense, as the Chiefs' defense allowed 252 yards on the ground by the Ravens, including 107 to quarterback Lamar Jackson, who, after a slow start in throwing two early interceptions, looked like an MVP candidate. Andy Reid also addressed the defensive struggles in trying to contain Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, so it's a team effort. When you have the opportunities to tackle, you got to tackle. And I think we did very well with that the first half in particular. Gave up a lot of yards there. So you got guys in position. You got to make the tackle. You got to make the play. And we got to do a better job getting off blocks. I mean, that's right now. That's what we've got to take care of. And but again, all that said, you have the ball. Driving down that last series, what should have been the last series, and we fumbled. So, we knew that they're a good run team. So but the guys pushed through and we had ourselves in a position where we could win the game and didn't win it.
Yeah, it's hard to win football games in the NFL giving up what most quarterbacks throw for on the ground. Now, yeah, we don't want to focus on all the negatives, as the Chiefs did only lose by 1 point. There were some positives in this game, starting with tight end Travis Kelce, who had an incredible touchdown that Chiefs Kingdom will discuss really forever.
It's coming. Mahomes gets away, keeps his eyes downfield, and fires and completes it to Kelce. What else is new? And Kelce with blocking inside the 20. Rumbling inside the 10. Look at this. Kelce's in the end zone. Crazy.
Yeah, the Kelce score put the Chiefs up 35-24 midway through the third quarter, but the celebrations didn't last, unfortunately. Kelce discussed his message to the team after the loss.
We just got to man up and fix the problems, fix the issues, turnovers, are big. I mean, on the offensive side, just accountability, making sure you're making the blocks and then setting up guys to, you know, do their job. And then that's the biggest thing, is just making sure that we're playing four quarters of football, not letting up at any point in the game.
In a strange week two of the NFL season, the Chiefs saw the Ravens defense hold Tyreek Hill to just three catches for 14 yards through the air. Kelce stepped up in that lack of production, but it just wasn't enough in this seesaw battle.
Yeah, I should have just thrown it to D-Rob in the flat. I saw D-Rob in the flat, and then I saw Trev come back to me. The dude grabbed my leg. I thought I could kind of get my other leg down. He kind of spun me, and it's just a dumb interception. I mean, it's probably one of the worst interceptions I've probably ever had.
Yeah, it only took until year five for Patrick Mahomes to throw an interception in the opening month, as we said earlier, and you knew that one of the more ridiculous streaks in the NFL had to come to an end at some point. But as you heard from Mahomes, he no doubt wished he could have the ill-advised pass back. Mahomes still has 6 touchdowns to 1 interception on the year. We'll see if he can get a new streak going as the Chiefs return home to face the Los Angeles Chargers at Arrowhead Stadium this week.
Keeping himself untouched into the end zone. 14 plays, 68 yards, and a half cartwheel into the end zone.
Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo will no doubt do his best to try and adjust the defense this week in practice. That touch that you just heard was the go-ahead score and the exclamation point for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, and another low point in the game for the defensive unit as a whole. Tyrann Mathieu returned in a big way early, but he didn't seem to care too much about his 2 interceptions, one of which went for a pick 6. To open the game.
I feel kind of bad, you know what I mean? We lost. It feels good to make plays, you know, for your team, but I'm not, you know, too worried about personal accomplishments right now. Felt like this was a game we should have won. But that happens when you let good teams stick around towards the end. They find a way to win the same way we do. So just got to get it cleaned up.
Chiefs will look to bounce back in what's expected to be a significant AFC West matchup this week at Arrowhead. And hey, if Mathieu picked off Jackson twice, perhaps he can do the same to Justin Herbert.
Jackson fires, picked off at the 35-yard line by Tyrann Mathieu. And the Honey Badger will take it all the way in for a touchdown.
Other good plays for the Chiefs included that of Byron Pringle, who flashed some more of that playmaking ability for Kansas City on Sunday night.
2nd and 4. Over the middle. Open here. Pringle. Byron Pringle outraces everybody. Touchdown.
Pringle actually joined the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network later this evening to discuss that touchdown and more. But as for now, that's it for the Arrowhead Drive on Monday, September 20th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for your questions on Arrowhead Pride's Out of Structure. But that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Wednesday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.